This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number 3. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by...
Well, look at that. Wasn't that nice? Try it again.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Live radio is just the stuff. Just sitting there playing the commercial and, you know, then it just goes away. How good is that? Revelation is the last book in the New Testament. It portends the end of days, facilitated by four men on horseback. Where it was foretold to us that they would create chaos through pestilence, war, famine, and death. And we've seen this play out through millennia. Sometimes civilization is set back centuries. Sometimes the evil is vanquished swiftly, but it always has a cost. Thankfully, the final knockout blow has not yet been cast. But we're now seeing the latest incarnation of the apocalypse. Because today, the four women, or the four horsewomen, are Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Omar, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib and Ayanna Pressley, malevolent congressional representatives who refer to themselves as the Squad. Not in the benign colloquial sense of social media influencers or pop stars with female entourages. Taylor Swift has a squad. Not in the rah-rah sense of a cheerleading or sports team. Those contingents are called squads. No, this squad is the modern version of the Nazi death camp, and China's and Russia's and Cuba's re-educational drives and mass population relocations and imprisonment and murder of dissidents. Their goal is not the immediate destruction of the whole world. Their immediate goal is the destruction of America. If America falls, so goes civilization as we now know it. They have fertilized the ground in Western Europe, and while Americans were busy pointing over there, the seeds of our own destruction were being planted under our very own myopic eyes as a brainwashed youth increasingly support the elimination of sovereignty and constitution, rule of law, capitalism. Squad's war is espoused through their very vile and disdainful anti-American philosophy, anti-rule of law, ugly anti-Semitism, and concomitant dismissal of the beliefs of others. But whether it's Trump or Amazon or elected Republican officials or anyone of color who disagrees with them, their handmaidens include U.S. universities, tax-funded entities who have facilitated their lies of BDS, anti-Semitism, and white male privilege, media who provide a platform for their propaganda, and a heretofore mostly, you know, duped public that who couldn't believe that this could happen here. And they're emboldened by the cowardly silence of the Democrats in Congress and the weak Democrat presidential candidates who race to the moral bottom to try to follow them. Due to their destructive policies on illegal immigration, welcoming illegals, you know, criminal or otherwise, like the ones that, you know, cut the hearts out of people in Los Angeles right now. While they ignore the American homelessness in California. Well, coming out of L.A., we're getting pestilence. It is so bad in Los Angeles that human waste is polluting groundwater. So, you know, and while certain diseases previously eradicated, now things like measles and chicken pox, they are resurfacing. See, for me, war heretofore has been just armed combat. But war is not just armed combat. It's also stealing, the stealing of somebody else's, your opposition's power. Now, the four horsewomen, until Trump pushed back, has stolen our power. They've stolen it by abridging our right to free speech through their insidious implementation of political correctness, their extreme distortion of history, and their outright lies about Palestine. And after all, we've heard for years that people of color cannot be racist. So, if a minority is challenged on a political or cultural statement, their response is always the same. You're a racist, a sexist, Islamophobic, toxic male, privileged white male, and or a harasser. All of the above, if that matters to you. This power grab has been accompanied with violent random attacks against Republicans from their muscle group, Antifa. These tactics also suppress the wearing of Trump-themed campaign products in public for fear of physical attack. Many other pro-Trump voices have been silenced for the same fear of violence. And then the president tweeted. And he bellowed. And he doubled down in more tweets and at a rally. And he fought back and he drew blood. Not literally, but figuratively. They may not know it yet, but Trump has knocked the four horsewomen off of their horses. He has signaled that the double standard regarding racism is over. He has eviscerated the myth that people of color can't be racist. They are. He has stripped them of the knee-jerk power of their false accusation of racism, harassment, gender bias, toxic male, white male privilege. And while he's been doing it, his approval ratings are going up. Now, right now, today, and for the very longest time, we have been in a pitched war of ideology. We are in the middle of a battle over the soul of America. We're in the middle of one group trying to shift what has been the norms for so long to something altogether different. And this is a war we can't afford to lose. Now, Trump has initiated what is a seismic shift. And the attitude that he has shifted, the move that he has started, all of that is trending very well. This is why Trump's in tune. He's in tune. He's in touch. He's got a, you know, whatever cliche you want to throw out there, which most politicians are not. Most politicians don't get that. They don't get how closely he identifies with something. So this is all trending very well. But this battle for the American soul is not over yet. It's going to go on for a while. We'll see which way it's going to go in 2020. When we wake up after the elections, we'll see which way it's going to go. And we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, right now, there's this mindset, this cultivated mindset, that we as conservatives, we are all things evil. We have devolved into fictional characters invented by the left and animated by whatever awful thought and belief and imaginary action the anti-American hate cult can conjure up, mostly on the basis that we still have faith or love of our country or believe in true justice rather than socialist justice. It's been going on for a long time. I supported Reagan when I was a teenager. So I've, you know, even growing up in the South, you know, when I was growing up in Columbia, South Carolina is a very, it is a very interesting part of the state that I live in to be from, simply because it's so confused. So very confused. Now, I am none of the things that are pinned on me here, on social media, on YouTube. I'm none of those things, but it doesn't matter. To them, I am who they say I am, and they believe it to their very cores. And it's a fascinating process, watching myself, yourself, being defined by people who actively practice exactly what they pretend to condemn. These awful things that they project upon us don't spring from our minds. They spring from their minds. These terrible thoughts and dark motives are bred in their own warped psyches. And when they spring forth, we are assured that these are what drive others, but not themselves. There is no limit to their bigotry. And their hatred is so palpable, you can cut it with a knife. Their distrust and loathing is out of all proportion to anything they've ever actually seen. Now, we do live among them, of course. We interact with them every day. We remnants of America are polite and rational and logical. Except when we upset the cult. And then we become fictional creatures entirely. Read almost any headline, and you'll see the methodology. Like Trump's comments drip with racism, or are xenophobic, or misogynistic, or offensive in millions of other imagined ways. You as gun owners, you like weapons of war. You have detonating bullets. Your semi-automatic weapons are just absolute death machines, right? Anybody that has a gun must want to be a killer. Now, it isn't what Trump actually says or does that matters. It is what he means. It isn't what you say or does or matters that matters. It's what you mean, right? Our motives and ours are provided for us countless times every day by a cadre of unhinged, hyper-emotionalized mental patients. And what we want, what we think, and what we mean, what we intend, are assigned to us by some very unwell people who hate us with every fiber of their entire being. The left, which is the most intolerant and hate-filled movement any of us have ever seen in this country, have rewarded themselves with this exclusive right to interpret our every word and thought. And somehow they always conclude the same thing. We're evil, they're not. We could be accused of doing the same, except we don't have to. The progressive loons that have risen to prominence in the Democrat Party tell us clearly what they intend and why they think or mean to attack if and when they are calamitously returned to positions of power. They are expressly, gleefully coming for us because of the hate that we don't have, but which they say we do. And conservatives, as traditional Americans, are not prone to irrational emotional tirades. We've learned, even as the practice fades into memory among half the population, that a healthy society cannot exist without tolerance and forbearance and forgiveness to a point. The Bill of Rights has historically informed the extent of our forbearance, but while we've allowed the progressives and the anarchists to indulge their psychoses, we may have been tolerant too long. Their tactic of defining that its enemy seems to have succeeded so well that it can't be corrected by mere conversation and evidence now. When every word we speak is instantly rejected on the basis of an imaginary bias and prejudice that we don't have, but which are imposed upon us by those who hold them, the ability to converse is permanently gone. It has taken a long time to fracture the country. Generations, but the left's adherents are now almost unreachable. The country consists now of those who hate virulently, and those who are accused of doing so but don't. And perhaps that is changing, but not in a passive, positive way anyway. That is, rational, decent Americans are getting truly sick and tired of the asylum's tactics and are trying to figure out their options in the shrinking vestige of traditional America. Realizing our situation is not yet exactly synonymous, some of us find ourselves thinking about what the Jews may have thought as they saw Germany rot from within, changing a modern civilization in which they were free and equal to a barbaric hate cult driven by lies and disinformation about them. They must have wondered where they could go and when they should go there to beat the coming tsunami of evil that was intended to crush them. They saw and heard about the squads of radicals and agents of the party in power attacking Jews in the street, driven by lies and the human evil unchecked, with the assailants knowing they would face no punishment for doing the work of the party. They heard the government smear them and defame them and condemn them, and then their fellow citizens, on the basis of lies, they were told what rights would be taken from them and the dwindling opportunities they would have to exist in their own country. And when all that was complete, though they had done nothing wrong, they became the internal enemy. They became the personification of what the party said was wrong with the country, and as such, they became less than human. They became targets. I'll finish this thought when we get back. See the picture I'm painting? This is Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says U.S. forces shot down an Iranian drone that was flying too close to the USS Boxer in the Strait of Hormuz.
The Boxer took defensive action against an Iranian drone which had closed into a very, very near distance, approximately 1,000 yards.
President Trump is disavowing chance of sender back. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley tells Fox News the president tried to stop the chanters quickly.
He didn't let the chant go on very long. He was very stoic and he kept on driving his message home. He didn't let the crowd slow him down all that long.
Talking with reporters at the White House on Thursday, the president says he disagrees with the sentiment that was expressed by some in the crowd at his rally in North Carolina on Wednesday. And your final numbers on Wall Street. The Dow gained 3 points. The S&P was up 11. The Nasdaq, 22. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
I'm just watching the computer in charge of the audio beach ball on me. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision, and right now, because the audio computer is beach balling, I can't play the spot for you. Suffice to say that the Buildproof Project is a beautiful, lovely weapon. It proved to me the efficacy of their parts and their process as far as putting these parts together and making sure that everything matches. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, I was doing a comparison to a time in humankind's past when somebody began to be set upon by other members of their society. And I'm of the belief that this is a pretty good comparison. Now, then, like the people that were like the Jews in Germany, their motives were pinned on them like Stars of David. Their evil was invented and forced upon them, and their voices were not allowed to be heard in their own defense. They became subhumans, whom the cult declared deserved whatever was done to them for their undeniable but non-existent evil. And these peaceful people, the innocent and law-abiding, had been singled out for elimination because they gave the party a pretense for overthrow and authoritarianism. They became the scapegoats and the victims of the evil that animates the subjugation of the many by a demonic few, whether it's socialism or communism or Nazism. And we're not there yet. But the fact is, we can see it from here, can't we? The stage of words is gradually being succeeded by the stage of isolated acts of sanctioned violence by the Democratic Party's enforcers, whether in the form of elected officials encouraging aggression and physical violence, or roving mobs wearing hoods and masks, or the media. And the work of isolating the targets continues in earnest. Whites, and Christians, and Jews, and males, and law enforcement, the military, capitalists, conservatives, patriots, all have been assigned their hatred and evil by the mind readers of the left. We've been declared the problem. So our suppression is not only the solution, it's social justice. And this way it becomes easier to rationalize that we will be preyed upon by those who know their party will excuse their filthy service to the seizure of our country and the power that comes from controlling it. So when Trump goes, unless he is succeeded by an American, so does the last barrier to total anarchy. They are telegraphing their intentions. They're telling us what they're going to do. Your only choice is to stand up for the country you want, rather than live in the country that they intend. That's why they want the illegals to vote. With that in the equation, we could very easily just be an election away. So in the words of Sergeant Plumley, maybe we had better prepare to defend ourselves. The idea that this could happen here, I'm sure everybody sits back and says to themselves, there's just no way. There's just no way at all. There is no way at all. Well, actually, there is. Actually, there is. We're watching it happen. We're watching it happen. Now, rather than do that, we have a few choices. And none of them, by the way, are going to be fun. Nobody is going to enjoy that at all in any way, shape, or form. Nobody's going to enjoy the choices we have to make. Because the choices that we have to make are very simple. We can choose to stand up, or we can choose to stand down, and then we'll be put down. Very simply. It's a very simple process, really. The problem only becomes worse when we sit back and think, maybe it won't happen in my lifetime. Maybe it won't happen while I'm around. Maybe I'll miss it. Maybe I'll be dead. You know, and I, you know, is that what we want? Do we want to just let our country go? Are we so caught up in peace in our time that we cannot do what generations did before us, all the way back to the Revolutionary War, and say, no, I will stand up? Can we not do that? I fully intend to try. I'm going to do as much as I can. But, you know, I'm just one. I happen to think that we could actually beat this. Because the natural state of man is to want to be free. Even the leftists would come to realize that in time. The other thing is that in time, always, the struggle occurs and whoever is being suppressed does eventually burst forth. That happens all the time. Happens all over the place. That's why you have revolutions, civil wars, all this other stuff. And every time this happens, it's very expensive. Lots of people die. Millions of people die. Are we going to say that we'll just, you know, wait till the time comes and then deal with it when the time comes? Do we think we can surf the tsunami if that's the way it happens? Because most of the country's not going to go that way. And if they do push us to that degree, then they're probably all going to die in the run-up. And it's going to be bloody, bloody, bloody. Or we could try to do something peacefully, like electorally, which would mean activism and involvement and, you know, stuff like that. So which is it going to be? Which do you think it should be? If you ask any combat veteran, the last thing they want to ever be involved in again is combat. There's nothing romantic or cool about it. It is the lowest level of man's activities. It takes man to the very, very base of what makes us human, and there's a lot of things that become animalistic about you. How many of you want to explore that one? So, please, feel free, pay attention, and let's not go that way, shall we? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. One of the fundamental beliefs of gun control activists is that more guns equal more crime. The only problem is that isn't true. When you're looking at between 400 and 660 million privately owned firearms in the United States, and that's a number that continues to soar, it has been soaring over the past few decades, violent crime rates have declined dramatically. Same holds true for concealed carry and violent crime. It's estimated that there's now more than 18 million concealed carry licenses across the country, and violent crime continues to drop. In Florida, the homicide rate was 11.4 people per 100,000 people when right-to-carry laws went into effect in 1987. By 2017, there were well over 1 million concealed carry holders in the state, and the homicide rate had fallen to 5 per 100,000, cut in half. New data out of California, of all places, provides more evidence of the presence of legal gun owners and lawful guns. That doesn't increase crime. Fresno Bee recently reported that Fresno County has the highest number of concealed carry licensees in the state, followed by Orange County. So if more guns equal more crime, then more people carrying guns should lead to more crime as well. And yet both Fresno and Orange County have lower homicide rates than Los Angeles County, home to more than 10 million residents, but just 424 concealed carry licenses. According to the latest figures from California's Department of Justice, Los Angeles County's homicide rate in 2018 was 5.5 per 100,000. Fresno was slightly lower at 5.3 per 100,000. Orange County's homicide rate was substantially lower, coming at just 1.5 per 100,000. So according to the more guns equals more crime theory, both Fresno and Orange County should be much more violent places than L.A. County, which simply isn't the case. Even San Francisco County, where there are just two active concealed carry licenses, has a homicide rate that's virtually identical to Fresno County, which suggests that individuals exercising the right to carry aren't drivers of violent crime or homicide. Now, none of that matters. None of that is going to change anybody's hearts and minds at the state capitol in Sacramento. And any gun supermajority is in place in both chambers, and Governor Gavin Newsom hearts him some gun control laws like Michael Moore loves cake. In fact, lawmakers are constantly working to make it harder to obtain a concealed carry license in 2A-friendly counties. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals is currently considering a number of cases dealing with the right to carry, but unfortunately for now, logic, reason, and the Constitution are losing out to emotion and hostility to, you know, and for the individual freedoms of Californians. When you say Needles, California, I'm not talking about San Francisco. This is a small town on the California-Arizona border. I think Gun Owners News Hour is carried there. And Needles, thanks to the decision by city leaders, have declared their home a Second Amendment sanctuary. And Needles is having a hard time competing with their Arizona neighbors like Fort Mojave, Bullhead City, and Lake Havasu City when it comes to things like tax revenues from retail. So not surprisingly, Arizona gun owners would rather shop in Arizona, which is a constitutional carry state that also recognizes every other state's concealed carry handgun license. So instead of California, where Arizonans can't legally carry a firearm. But gun owners in Needles are also being harmed by California's gun laws. And it's important to note that there are no gun stores in Needles, California, so it's not like Arizonans are crossing state lines to buy their guns and ammo in Needles. As it turns out, there's plenty of gun stores in Arizona for residents to choose from. In Needles, however, gun owners have to do something mind-bogglingly idiotic, all because of a common-sense gun law approved by California voters back in 2016. One of the provisions of Prop 63 requires background checks for ammunition sales and forbids Californians from ordering ammunition online unless it is shipped to a federally licensed firearms retailer. It also forbids Californians from entering the state with ammunition purchased out of state, although both provisions are currently being challenged in court. So that means if you live in Needles, you can't go a couple of miles to Bullhead City to buy your .22 long rifle or .45 ACP. You got to gas up because it's going to be a trip. Needles Mayor Jeff Williams, a former San Bernardino County Sheriff's deputy, grumbles at state law every hunting season. Says, I have to drive 140 miles to Barstow to buy ammunition when right across the border in Arizona, there are a dozen gun stores. A 280-mile round trip to legally purchase ammunition. How is that considered a common sense law? Now, I know what you're saying. Bill, California doesn't have common sense laws. Well, I agree with you. Gang members and violent criminals aren't going to go through the background check to purchase ammunition. They'll steal it, or they'll get it through a straw purchase, and they'll create a new, brand new illicit market on ammunition trafficking from other states. But meanwhile, at least for some folks, they're going to have to drive 300 miles so they can exercise their right to keep and bear arms with a gun, not a gun-shaped metal club. Through its sheer stupidity, the law is likely to turn otherwise law-abiding gun owners into criminals. Yet, supporters of criminal justice reform like Newsom would rather never argue against this law. Now, one thing that you got to remember, one thing about California. California has cap and trade. So what happens is when these guys got to get in their cars to drive 300 miles to get ammunition, what's the carbon footprint of that? What if you're a competitive shooter living in Needles? What if you're going making that trip every week? Might not be enough to kill the rainforest, but it's pretty close to a bunch of cow flatulence in your backyard, isn't it? But we're talking about an environmental impact. And that's a mortal sin in California politics. Why would any politician in California want a gun control law that doesn't work, but does bring us one day closer to the death of Mother Earth? Are they that beholden to the gun control lobby? And in the meantime, while we wait for the big one to hit California, and it's coming, everybody in California that is law-abiding will be left to the gangs. Wherever these earthquakes hit and they lose services, they will be left to the gangs. The law-abiding will do themselves in because they were law-abiding. And I'm not going to tell you not to be law-abiding, but that's what's going to happen. Unless you just made a trip from Needles, California to Barstow. And then we'll see what happens. But this is leftism for you. Your protected classes are always bumping into each other. That's just unavoidable. We'll be back in 21 hours. Between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.